Jesus, sure enough, is coming soon. And I'm glad to know that. You know, you can wait on some arrivals. I'm excited to know that God will be visiting us soon. I don't know when it's going to be. I'm just trying to make sure I'm ready. So when he comes, he'll see me and he'll be pleased with the work that I'm doing in my life. So hopefully the same is for you. Hopefully you looking forward for Jesus to come. Some of us scared Jesus coming back. Because you know you ain't doing nothing right. You ain't even trying. You ain't even trying. Yeah, but when you're giving God your best, you look forward to his arrival. There's nothing like seeing Daddy come when you know you've done what you need to have done. Amen. I'm glad y'all back this afternoon. Y'all all right? Good, good, good. We ain't going to be long. I mean it, too. Yeah. I'm waiting for the time where I say, we ain't going to be long, and y'all look like, yep, I believe it. I really believe it. That ain't happened yet, but we're going to try to make that happen tonight. If you would, just go ahead and, well, wait, before we even go there. Janine and Trey here tonight, y'all. Y'all see them back there? Eyes married now. Yeah, Janine and Trey got married yesterday and came to visit with us today, or be here with us today. That's awesome. That's how you know you really plan on living for God, is the day after your wedding you come and see him. I'm just saying. It's a lot of things we do the day after our wedding. We take airplanes to other places. We do all the different things and we forget that God was open on that day. But they made it here today, so that means they are trying to start off their life with God as the center. All right, that's all I got to say. Turn to 15. John, the 15th chapter. The 15th chapter. Thank you all for praying for my kids. They getting better, I think. I know they are, but yeah, they're doing all right. We'll start at verse 1, but we'll take the majority of our lesson from verse 4. Verse 1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that in it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. In verse 4 is where we'll take our message. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me. From this passage of scripture, I would like to offer you up the title, your timing is off. Your timing is off. Now, y'all saying, I don't know how in the world he going to be talking about timing, using this scripture. But let me tell you, timing is everything. Not just the coordination of time, but also the amount of time that you spend doing a certain thing. You know, just recently, these New England Patriots, and I don't like them too much, but they're good. They got a new wide receiver. And I was watching ESPN, and they were talking about Tom Brady staying after practice with the new wide receiver so they can get their timing together. Because it wasn't just about Tom Brady knowing the play, and it wasn't just about the receiver knowing the play. It was about, do they know the play and can they execute the play at the same time? What that means is that when the receiver runs, he's got to know how many steps to take before he cuts towards the ball. And Tom Brady has to know how many steps he takes back and how long it takes for him to throw the ball. So when the receiver turns around, the ball is already there. Y'all follow me? So timing is important because it allows you to be able to work together, and it allows you to be able to be successful because of the amount of time and effort you put into a thing. Y'all getting me? So timing is everything. And what happens a lot of times is that we find ourselves in spiritual ruts. We find ourselves in a place where we cannot connect with God. And we cannot figure out why. And I'm here to tell you it's because your timing is off. See, what I mean is that you have to spend some time with God working with him in order to be where you need to be when he expects you to be there. The Bible says, abide in me and I will abide in you. A fruit cannot bear fruit away from the vine, neither can you bear fruit if you're not connected to me. Now, it's important for you to understand that Jesus starts off this passage using the illustration of a vine. And a vine was a very common plant in Palestine during that time, but a vine is a difficult plant to grow. If you know anything, I'm not a green thumb or not. I just did my research. Yeah, I don't want you to think I can do it. But I know when you look at a vine, in order for a vine to grow, the area has to be clean around it. And you got to be very meticulous about a vine. You got to know what to cut. You got to know it has to be able something to wrap itself around. Y'all follow me? So Jesus starts off with this illustration of a vine, and he purposely picks a plant that takes a lot of time and attention. You following it? See, he didn't say you can pick a dandelion. A dandelion gonna grow whether you come or not. Right? He say, I am the weed and you are the grass. You follow me? Because weeds gonna grow whether you come or not. Whether you mow your lawn, water it, it's coming. But a vine takes time and attention. So Jesus saying, what he's saying by using this illustration, he said, I am a vine. That means I am something that you have to put time and attention into if you want to grow. And then he goes on, he says, now, if you don't bear any fruit, my Father throws you away. But if you do bear fruit, he purges it, meaning he puts off the good fruit. And he takes away the things that will stop you from bearing more fruit so that you can continue to bear fruit. Y'all follow me? I'm almost through. And then he says, abide in me. This is where we mess up. The word abide means to soak. It means to sit. It means to spend time with. Let me help you. If my wife cooks tonight, and she is, by the way, but if she cooks tonight and at the end of the night she doesn't wash the dishes, or I don't wash the dishes, right? When we come back in the morning, them dishes gonna be hard to clean. Y'all follow me? It don't matter what it is she cooks, them dishes gonna be hard to clean in the morning. Now, we can spend a short period of time scrubbing the dishes and trying to get them clean, but most of the time you still don't get it right. Y'all ever try to clean, dirty dishes and you just scrubbing it and you feel like you spend all day scrubbing and you look back and you like, man, I still didn't get off of that. In order for us to clean that dish well, she got to put it in the water and let it soak. See, because when you let it soak, it just starts to soften it up. It starts to move the dirt away. And it's the total opposite of scrubbing the dishes. When you let your dishes soak, you pick that dish up, it's almost clean before you touch it. What happens with us and God is that we try to stay out all night. Wake up in the morning dirty. And scrub the mess off. When in all actuality, if we want to grow fruit, we got to soak. We got to take some time and spend it with God. See, and the thing is this, and we talked about this on Wednesday night in our Bible class a few weeks ago. The thing is this, is that we understand that in every other area of life, but we don't recognize it when it comes to God. Those of you who have social media pages, you don't have to raise your hand. I know who you are. Yeah, we follow each other, right? But those of you who have social media pages, you very rarely get up, pick up your phone, go to Instagram and say, oh, look at Instagram, and close it back down. Right? Let me look at Facebook. Oh, that look at everybody on Facebook, good. And that's it. You get on Instagram, you get on Facebook, and you stay in that thing. Sometimes for 10 minutes, sometimes for 20, sometimes for an hour, sometimes longer. You know what you're doing? You're soaking. You're soaking. You done got in it, and you're going to sit for a little bit. See, so when you sit for a little bit, you better guarantee the things that are in your mind are the things that you soaked in. But when your timing is off, when you soak in it, when you don't soak with Jesus, when you don't soak with God, there is no way in the world that you're going to actually be able to bear some fruit. Everything that we do and we love, we spend time with. See, so when God says, abide in me, he's saying, spend some time with me. And he said, and look, and this is just like I told you with Tom Brady and the receiver. He said, you abide in me and I in you. That means when you come and soak, I come too. I come to work with you. I come to help you with whatever it is. So then when it's time to run the play, I know where to throw it and you know where to catch it. But you can't do it when your time is off. See, we spend a lot of time all over a number of different things. But when it comes to Christ Jesus, our timing is off. And then we ask ourselves, why can't I bear no fruit? You didn't spend enough time there. Why is it that my life is not going the way that I expect it to be? You soaking in the wrong things. How in the world are you expecting to get a spiritual blessing if you don't spend some time with God the Father, who is spirit? See, I can't believe God doing me this way. I can't believe I can't grow in this area. I can't believe I can't. Well, I guarantee you the areas that you are growing is the areas where you spend time. What do you mean, Brother Mason? If I spend all my time on Facebook, I grow with friends. I get more likes because that's where I spend my time and energy. But if I spend my time with God, I get more faith. I get more knowledge. I get more and more patient. I get more and more peace because peace comes when the timing is right. So I'm encouraging you this week, make sure your timing ain't off. Because if your timing is off, you're not going to get what you really expect to get. Soak in the word of God. Abide. Stay. Sit there. You know how you do when you first get a girlfriend. You know, when I first met Kayla, we was on the phone and wasn't saying nothing. We were just together. It was time we just on the phone. Hello? Hey, what you doing, huh? What you watching? I'm watching that. I'm watching this. You are? Let me see what's on that. We watching TV together. None of us talking. Can you believe what she just did, girl? Nah, I can't believe that. What you finna do? Nothing. You sleepy? Nah, I ain't sleepy. I'm tired, but I ain't sleepy. Now you know how you do. Fall asleep on the phone. Drew, hello? Hello? You still there? Why did I do that? Because I was trying to build a relationship with that woman. If you want to build a relationship with God, spend some time with him. Abide in me and I in you. Because you won't bear fruit if you're separate from the vine. And I am the vine. This week, find some time to abide. I got my phone the other day. I could not believe it. My phone is irritating me. Because it's telling me how carnal I am. The other day, on Saturday, my phone, a little alert came up and said, you have 8 hours and 45 minutes of screen time this week. I said, goodness gracious, what was I looking at? And I started trying to blame my kid. I said, no, Levi was watching YouTube. You know, no. The bottom line is, I spent way too much time on that device. That's what it is. You know, I can play it up all you want to. Well, you know my Bible on the phone. I was studying that. No. It was letting me know, hey, you spent a lot. I started thinking, what else did I spend 8 hours and 45 minutes doing? I wonder what your phone tell you. I wonder if there was a flash that came in your life. What would it say you spent the majority of your time? Is it on the phone? Is it watching your stories? Is it, what do you do? I guarantee you, if you do it with God, you got some good blessings coming. But if you're doing it separate from him, you sitting here thinking, oh Lord, I got to fix this now.
And that's exactly what time it is right now to fix it. Time for you to say, you know what? I've been spending too much screen time doing other stuff. I've been spending all this time making this happen or not making this happen or doing this or reading that or studying that or doing this or going here, going there, whatever it is. But I'm not bearing no fruit. It's probably because my timing's off. If you want to get your timing, you want to get it right. It's all you got to do is come on down if you're a member of the body of Christ and we'll pray for you. And we'll pray that you can just take it, slow down and get with Jesus. And not only will we pray for you now, we'll pray for you tomorrow and the next day. And we'll keep on praying for you because we realize that we are praying for one another. All you have to do is turn away from whatever it is that's messing you up. Whatever it is that's got you disconnected from the vine, you can do that. If you're not a member of the body of Christ, all you got to do is do this. Believe what I just told you, that Jesus is the vine. How did he become divine? Because he gave his life. He came down as God's son, gave his life, died, and rose again. He's our source, our power source. And the reason why he's our power source is because what he did at the cross. Hear that word. Believe it. Repent. Just turn away from what you're doing. Confess his name and be baptized. You can do that right now as we sing the song of invitation.